Good morning, this is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, as he is each Tuesday morning, is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
You know, Mike, our jobs are to cover breaking news, and this morning is no different. Despite what's on our potential list for discussion, we picked up on a story that's moving now on Chris Gibson from the 19th Congressional District, the Republican deciding not to run for another term.
Yeah, apparently, just 2 months after he won a third term in Congress, Representative Gibson is planning to make it his last term. According to a couple of political websites, one is Roll Call, another is Politico, the Kinderhook Republican is planning to announce that he will not seek another term, a fourth term, at the end of his current term, which is just beginning this week. He had an easy reelection over a very formidable candidate, Sean Eldridge, in the fall election, and had a very bright future ahead for him in Congress. But more details will inevitably come out this morning, as that's the buzz around town. And this news comes on the same day that another member of Congress from northeastern New York is making history of her own. That's Elise Stefanik, who at the age of 30 will be sworn in today as a representative of the 21st Congressional District, which stretches from the Capital Region across the Adirondacks all the way to the Canadian border. Stefanik, also a Republican, trounced her Democratic opponent in the fall election by more than 20 percentage points. And, you know, she's only 30. She's very youthful looking. When she was with other Congress members coming down the Capitol steps, one of the guards stopped her and asked to see her credentials, didn't believe she belonged there, and that's what she has to contend with. But, you know, the Washington Press Corps is making a big thing about her. The Washington Post ranked Stefanik number 4 on the list of 7 women to watch in Congress, and we'll be watching her as she begins her congressional career.
Indeed. Well, here's something you don't hear every day. Going into this year's first bad cold snap, electric and natural gas prices are relatively cheap, so consumers shouldn't see crazy bills as long as they watch their thermostat. We don't usually hear that this time of year.
Well, that's because of the glut of natural gas and low cost of oil that powers the plants that provide us with electricity and power. According to the story by our reporter Larry Rulison today, natural gas prices are lower than they were last January when we hit frigid temperatures, and even lower than 2 years ago. So it'll be a bit of a break. However, you still have to watch that thermostat and don't let it get too high.